各位弟兄姊妹、长子、传道人，大家负责人，大家平安。
May peace be with all of the brothers and sisters, ministers, ordained ministers.
晚上很想跟大家分享的题目是属灵成长的基步。
Now tonight, I'd like to share with you this topic: key steps to spiritual growth.
我想我们做很多事情，常有一些基础的东西要做。
And I believe that as we do things, there are many foundations or fundamental steps we do.
那属灵成长也是一样。
Likewise in our spiritual growth.
那属灵成长，我相信每个人都希望说，成为基督徒之后，我们希望说在属灵方面能有所成长。
And I believe that every one of us, after we have become a Christian, we would like to grow in our spirit.
但是呢，有时候我们碰到很多的障碍。
However, many times we will face obstacles.
这些原因可能很多，有时候可能是因为个人观念上的一个错误。
And there are many reasons. Some of them it may be because of our misconception.
那有时候因为家庭环境或家里成员的一个影响。
And sometimes it's due to the influences from our family members.
有时候呢，周遭朋友做一些不良的示范。
Or sometimes our friends, they would have bad examples.
有时候我们缺少那些属灵的良友的一个带领。
Or sometimes we lack a spiritual friend who will guide us.
那当然，有时候我们缺我们自我一个觉醒。
And then sometimes when you have this self-realization.
那我想原因很多。
And then there are a lot of reasons.
但是如果我们观察一下，我们从日常生活当中呢，那其实我认为有些很基本的观念或是做法呢，非常值得我们来加以思考。
However, there are some of our very basic concepts or methods of doing that is really worthy of our study.
如果我们去做也做对了
，and if we do these correctly,
那我相信我们就能够真正提升我们属灵成长的一个空间。
Then we can expand the horizon of our spiritual growth.
那第一点呢，想跟大家一起来思考的就是，我们必须建立一个正确的拥有的观念。
Therefore, first of all, we had to establish this concept of eternity, the correct concept of
拥有就是 ownership or possession.
We need to establish this concept of ownership or possession.
那我想人呢，其实我们都希望拥有东西。
So as a human being, we like to possess things.
所以你看，很多人很喜欢买东西。
So we see many people that like to purchase things.
因为我花钱买了，就是属于我的。
When we discover after we bought it, it belongs to us.
尤其有人占有欲很强的时候，你会发觉他真的可能为了要拥有一件东西，跟别人开始一级的争端了。
And many times, if they wanted that one thing so much, they would begin to have quarrels with other people.
当然，以世界上法律的观念呢。我花了钱买这个房子，这个房子登记在我名下是属于我的。
Of course, in terms of law, if we purchase a house and the house is deed to us and this house belongs to us.
但是基督徒呢，我相信我们对拥有有不同的一个看法。
But as a Christian, we ought to have a different concept about possessions.
如果说我们没办法在这方面有所突破的话呢，很容易就沦为这个钱财的奴隶。
And if we cannot have a breakthrough in this kind of concept, then we'll fall into the trap of being enslaved by money.
所以有正确的拥有的观念，才不至于沦为钱财的奴隶。
And so to have a correct concept of possession, then we'll not become a slave of money.
在马太福音六章二十四节这边提到的说，我们不能够拜马门又拜神。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 tells us that we cannot worship God and worship mammon.
那其实我相信我们没有人会拜这个钱了。
And in fact, I believe that none of us will go worship money.
但是当这个钱财呢已经凌驾在主耶稣的这个上面的时候，那表示说我们的心目中主耶稣的分量呢是如此的微小。
However, if money has surpassed, takes over the position of Lord Jesus, and then we discover how little a position Lord Jesus has in our heart.
那这个我们怎么能够被称为一个真正的属神的基督徒呢？
If that's the case, how can we be called a true Christian?
就是说那个时候其实我们已经成为钱财的奴隶了。
And in fact, at that time, we have already been enslaved by money.
那我想第一个我们对拥有应该有的观念呢，就是 一切的资源都是主，主耶稣就是主人。
And so the first concept we ought to have is that all of the resources we have, that the Lord of the resources is the, our God.
也就是说，所有一切的财力、物力呢、能力，主耶稣就是主人。
That is all of the material or financial possessions or resources, the true owner is that of the Lord.
我们去看约伯记四十一章的十一节。
In Job chapter 41, verse 11.
约伯记四十一章的十一节。
Job chapter 41 verse 11。
约伯记四十一章十一节，这里说：“谁先给我什么，使我偿还呢？天下万物都是我的。”
And so who has preceded me that should that I should pay him everything under heaven is mine. 哦，
天下万物都是属神的。
So everything in this world belongs to God.
哦，即使说这个东西是我们花钱买来的。这个钱也是主的嘛。
And even though we spend our own money to purchase certain things, the money still belongs to God.
这个东西其实也是属主的。
And in fact, the material thing that we have bought really belongs to God.
因为天下万物都是属于他的。
Because everything on the heaven is God's.
这是第一个我们要对拥有应该有的一个观念。
And so this is a concept we need to have regarding possession.
当然我说在地上的华丽也许好像登记在我们名下是属于我的，但是基督徒来讲，我们要有很清楚一个观念，这些都是属神的。
And even though under the law, it seems that the thing may be deed to us, like it seems that we have it, but as a Christian, we have to understand all these belongs to God.
那如果这样的话，那对一个基督徒这拥有到底是什么一个意义呢
？So what does this mean then to possess things, to a Christian?
拥有对一个基督徒的意义呢，其实就是我们被主所托付。委托来管理来使用而已。
And to be an owner of certain things, we take the concept that we are entrusted those things, that the Lord entrusts us to take care of those things.
换句话说呢，我们只是有管理权跟使用权，其实我们没有真正的拥有权。
And so that is to say, we only have the ability to oversee it and look after it. We really don't possess it.
那真正的拥有者是谁呢？就是主。
So who is a true owner? That would be the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实，在创世纪那边很早呢，神就告诉我们这个原则了。
And in fact, in Genesis, the Lord God has already told us this principle.
我们请看创世纪第一章的二十八、二十九节。
In Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 and 29.
创世纪第一章的二十八、二十九节。
Genesis chapter 1, verses 28
and 29. 这里说，神就赐福给他们。又对他们说要生养众多遍满地而治理这地也要管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物神说看啊我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结油核的果子呢全赐给你们做食物我这边告诉我们一个非常简单的一个原则
And so here tells us this very simple principle
其实你看地上这些呢都是要我们来治理来管理
And so all these are really for us to look over and to manage them.
但是很多东西像菜蔬啦果子这些是赐给我们来使用来吃的
And all the other vegetables and fruits are given to us to eat.
神并没有告诉我们这些东西就是给你的你拥有的
And God did not say that these are given to you, for you to possess.
是我们要我们来管理来治理
It is for us to look over it and also manage it.
所以在这个大原则底下，其实我们要非常清楚一个观念。
And so, therefore, we need to have this very clear concept.
对基督徒而言，拥有只是主对我们的一个托付，我们是委托来管理、来使用而已。
Toward this concept of ownership or possession, it is only that God entrusted us to look after the things we have.
那所以呢，比如说我们奉献呢，这个钱已经奉献给教会了。
For example, if we offer our money to the church,
那这些钱呢，到了教会以后，当然是属神的了。
If this money after we offer, of course, these belongs to God.
那是要委托教会的负责人来管理来使用。
So we're entrusting the council members in the church to use the money.
我们自己口袋里的钱呢？
What about the money in our own pocket?
其实还是主是属主的。
In fact, those also belong to God.
是主耶稣要我们来管理来使用。
God wanted to allow us to manage it and also use it.
也这样呢，你看主耶稣他讲了一个按才干受责任的比喻。
This is why Lord Jesus Christ made a parable of the talents.
虽然说谈到的是每个人的恩赐，神给我们的，我们必须好好的善用它。
And so God has given us, every one of us, gifts and talents, and we have to utilize them very wisely.
所以有些给五千，给两千，跟给一千的。
Therefore, some got five, some got two, and some got one.
每个人恩赐不一样。
Everyone have different talents.
但如果我们更用宏观来看的话呢，其实也可以说，主要是给每个人资源多少是不一样的。
And that is to say, everyone, we are given different resources from God.
有些人呢，从主那些收到了五千，有些人收到两千，有些人收到一千。
And some people have 5,000, some people 2,000, and some people just 1,000.
但是主要看我们如何来管理它，来善用它。
But the Lord God wants to see how we will use them and how we manage it.
所以，即使说我们口袋里的钱，我们还是要非常谨慎小心的来善用它。
And so even if we have money in our pocket, we need to use it very carefully and very wisely.
因为主耶稣讲那个比喻其实很清楚告诉我们一个原则。
For when Jesus Christ made a parable, he is telling us this principle.
我们如果没办法来好好的善用来管理的话呢，会给我们越来越少。
If we do not use it wisely, the fewer the Lord will give us.
如果说你能够好好管理、好好使用的话呢，会给你更多的资源。
And if we know how to use it wisely and utilize it, then we will be given more and more resources.
所以说，如何善用主耶稣给我们的资源，这个是非常重要的一个，让我们一个学习的功课。
And so how to utilize the resources that God has given us, this is an important lesson we all have to learn.
就是第二点我们对拥有应该有的一个观念。
And so this is the second concept we need to have towards possession.
第三个就是说不要让拥有成为一个负担甚至于绊脚石。
And thirdly, do not allow our possessions to become a burden or even a stumbling stone.
那其实有时候其实很家里非常从小的方面的话，我们的生活面来看，有时候我们真的拥有成了一个负担。
And sometimes to possess things, from our daily perspective, to have that thing really becomes a burden.
有一次呢，听到一个姊妹，她跟其他姊妹在聊天。
And one time I overheard a sister talking to another.
这个姊妹呢，她刚搬家。
And so this sister just moved.
她就对另外一个姊妹说，她说。搬家的时候才发现呢，我女儿买了很多那个衣服，那个标签都还没有撕下来。
And so she discovered as we were moving, that the daughter had bought so many clothing that the tags are still on the clothes.
那当然她也说了，其实有些那个小的那个家庭那个家用的很多那些工具类的东西呢，有些那个盒子还好好的，还没有真正打开啊。
And even some of the tools that they bought to utilize in a home, it's really not having even been touched.
上次呢，百货公司在这个大减价的时候，一看便宜，就买下来了。
And so they discovered there was a sale going on, so they bought those things.
但是的话，又没有说一定急着马上会有那个必要一个用途来用它，就往这个架柜子上面一放。
And then they discovered there is not really a need to use them, therefore they will store them on the shelf.
过一阵子他自己都忘掉了。
And after a little while, they all forgotten about.
其实这个我们很容易犯到的毛病哦。
And so this is a mistake we often do.
很多东西都是搬家用的。
A lot of times, the things we have are for us to move.
因为搬家的时候当然会整理。
As we move, moving to another house, we'll have to organize it.
结果在整理的时候发觉，哇，这个东西还蛮新的，舍不得丢掉。
And as we are organizing our things, we discover it's very new, therefore we are unwilling to throw them away.
所以打包好了，又开始往新家搬了。
And so we will pack it away and then move it to our new house.
搬到新家以后的话，有时候一忙，那有些那个不是急着要用的话呢，就往这个有些房间就一堆了，或是柜子上面一放。
So as we move to our new house, if we don't need those things, we will put them on a shelf or put them into a room.
过了几年又下次要搬家了，又拿下来又打包了。
And then after a few years, as we move, we will pack it up again to move.
我相信也许的，我们可能都有说不定有这样的一个经验。
Perhaps a lot of us we have this kind of experience.
即使有时候很多地方房子很贵。
And in fact, many places the houses are very expensive.
真的那个是成了一个负担了。
And that would become a burden.
有一个朋友很喜欢收集这些古董。
And so there's a friend who likes to collect these antiques.
啊, 他收集很多古董, 有些真的是蛮名贵的。
And some of the antiques he collects really are truly very valuable.
偶尔去拜访他呢, 他都会跟我讲, 啊, 像这个东西呢, 在故宫博物院, 啊, 这个有一件, 那么在某某国家的博物馆有一个, 我这个大概是第三件。
And so he would tell me for this thing, there's one in a museum and then there's another in a different museum. So what I possess is probably the only third one in this world.
他最怕出门,
and so he, but then he's very afraid to leave his house. He has a child who is studying in a PhD in the United States. And so he would spend 1 to 2 weeks in a year to visit his child.
那, 出门成了最大的一个, 啊, 一个负担啊。
And so as he began to pack up for his trip, that becomes a great burden.
啊, 因为他很怕他那个古董被偷被抢。
Because he is very afraid that people will come to rob him.
他虽然说他的家庭, 他的家里呢, 也有很多安全的措施。
And even though he has many security in place in his home,
甚至那个社区也有警卫。
And even his community has guards.
但是很不放心啊。
But he could not be relieved.
在出门在外, 在国外的话呢, 其实他的心是在台湾的。
And though he is out in the country, out of the country, but his heart is still in Taiwan.
啊, 其实他那些古董, 当然没有错啦, 对他的兴趣啦, 对价值来讲, 好像很不错。
And so it's true that to him, those antiques are really valuable and then it's good for his habit.
啊, 但是的话, 其实也成了他一生的一个负担。
But it has become this great burden in his life.
啊, 有时候我们看到有些人在火灾当中丧命。 在火灾当中,
so, yeah, sometimes we discover people die in a fire.
啊, 那有一次呢, 我看到一个报道是这样子, 他说一个妇人, 她房子起火了, 她跑出来了。
And so there's this news report about a woman whose house caught fire and then she actually escaped.
啊, 但是呢, 因为那个火还不是很大,
but since the house was not too fierce,
啊, 她想到了, 它里面有很多价值很高的这些宝石的东西呢, 它没有拿出来。
And so then she recalled that there are many of her jewelries quite precious. She did not retrieve them.
她看那个火还不算太大的话, 又冲进去, 想进拿这些东西。
And she thought that the fire wasn't too bad, so she went back in to try to collect these things.
我很可惜的, 一进去又出不来了。
But unfortunately, after she entered, she could not come out.
我妹了以后呢, 啊, 进去的话呢, 找到了一个烧焦的一个尸体。
And so after they put out the fire, they entered and they saw this body or corpse that was being burnt.
啊, 一只手呢, 啊, 握了一个东西紧紧的。
On one hand, she held on to something quite closely.
啊, 结果一打开呢, 里面有一颗钻石的戒指。
And so as I opened the hand, there is this diamond ring.
啊, 那个钻石戒指是没有错, 非常有价值。
Of course, a diamond ring is quite valuable.
但是却成了她 生命的绊脚石,
but has become a stumbling block for her life.
她如果不冲回去的再去拿这个钻石, 这个钻石, 这个戒指的话呢, 她不会丧命啊。
If she had not went back and to hold on to this diamond ring, she would not have lost her life.
当神要毁灭所多玛城的时候,
and as God was going to destroy the city of Sodom,
警告罗德一家赶快离开那个地方。
The family of Lot was warned to depart from that place.
但是罗德一家呢, 不只说, 不听这个劝告的话呢, 迟迟不想出来。
But the family of Lot not only did not listen to this warning, they delay in fleeting the place.
但是神最后真的要毁灭了，不得派两个天使。 把他们夫妇跟女儿的话呢, 从这个城里拖到城外来。
And so then God told the angels to hold on to the Lot and his wife and the two daughters to drag them out of the city.
为什么罗德一家迟迟不想离开那个索多玛那个地方?
Why is it that the family of Lot, they did not want to depart from the city of Sodom?
在那个地方他有太多的家产。
For there are so much possessions.
所以说那些 那些产业呢, 成了他的一个绊脚石。
And so what they own or what they possess become their own stumbling block.
其实在现实的社会里面, 你发觉说, 很多人 抓到机会, 拥有这个权利。
And so in our practical life, many people, when they begin to have power,
当你有这个权利的话, 你可以对人力物力, 财力做一些支配。
When we have authority or the power, we can begin to manage our resources or other people.
也因为这样子的话呢，有时候权力很容易让人腐化。
And because of this, power corrupts people.
也成为人的一个绊脚石。
And become a stumbling block for people.
请看以西结书七章的十九节。
In Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 9.
以西结书七章的十九节。
Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 9.
这里说他们要将银子抛在街上，金子看如污秽之物。当主发怒的日子，他们的金银不能救他们，不能使心里知足，也不能使肚腹饱满，因为这金银做了他们罪孽的绊脚石。这里提到了就是说，有时候的话呢，金银也许啦看起来是非常有价值的东西。
And sometimes silver and gold can be something that's quite valuable.
但其实有时候没有善用的情况下，你会发觉说这个金银真的会成了罪孽，成了人的一个生命的绊脚石。
However, if we are not careful, sometimes these will become our stumbling block.
所以第三个拥有的观念就是不要让这个拥有成了负担，也成了一个绊脚石。
And so the third concept of possession is that do not allow these possessions to become a stumbling block.
第四个呢，拥有不是永远都有。
And so to possess something doesn't mean we own it forever.
有时候我们拥有一件东西，总是以为说我一辈子要拥有它。
And sometimes as we own something, we thought that we will own it forever for the rest of our lives.
但是想一想，真的我们一生几十年前有的东西，到现在还有几件留在我们身边。
But if we think about it, the things that we have decades ago, how many of the things we still possess today?
何况呢，如果说主耶稣真的要我们的生命了，或是说主要把这个东西取走了，随时都可以发生的。
And if God wants us to take our life or remove the things that we have, He could do that at any moment.
所以说拥有其实不是永远都有。
So to possess something doesn't mean that we will own it forever.
请看路加福音十二章的二十节、二十一节。
Turn to Gospel Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章。
Gospel Luke chapter 12.
二十节跟二十一节
chapter verses 20 and 21
神却对他说无知人啊今夜必要你的灵魂你所预备的要归谁呢还为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样子有时候人我们想得很美
sometimes we may have a very good dream
就是把一切讲得非常完善就是预备得非常 的美好
so we'll make sure everything lays out quite wonderfully and quite beautifully
但是没有想到主耶稣把我们的命取走了，怎么办？
But we didn't think that if God were to take our lives, what would we do?
所以拥有不是永远都有。
So to possess, to own something doesn't mean we'll have it forever.
还要看主耶稣愿不愿意给我们。
We have to see whether or not Lord Jesus Christ will allow us to have them.
所以说今天主耶稣给我们资源，我们能够来管理、来使用，真的是神的恩典。
So today, Lord Jesus Christ has given us the resources. It is really a blessing and grace from Him.
但是也是一个责任。
However, it is also a responsibility.
所以说，如何善用它，是我们要思考的一个空间。
So how we can use them wisely, it is something we need to think about.
那第二点呢？属灵要成长呢？我认为呢，我们可能要安排我们一个简单。适当的一个生活。
And secondly, to grow in our spirit, we have to have a suitable and balanced life.
简单的生活为什么？因为很多人真的生活过得很复杂。
We need to have a simple life because many of us we live a very complicated life.
我们工作上已经是蛮重的了。
In our work, we already work very hard.
有人把很多剩下的时间的话安排得满满的。
And some people would arrange their time to fill up with all kinds of activities.
结果到后来，你几乎是疲于奔命。
And at the end, it is almost that we are giving our life away.
换句话说，我们已经沦为这个时间的奴隶。
That is to say, we have become a slave to time.
如果我们沦为时间的奴隶的话呢，属灵要成长其实很困难的。
If we have become a slave to time, then it is very difficult to grow in the spirit.
所以如果过一个简单的生活，事实上是蛮必要的。
So how to live a simple life? That is something very that is a must.
当然了，我们看看过去主耶稣，或是 保罗啦以及使徒们他们过的生活都非常的简朴。
And if we examine Lord Jesus Christ or Paul or the apostles, they live a very simple life.
我们请看马太福音八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 20。
马太福音八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 20。
这个我们常常读到的就是说耶稣说狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝人子却没有枕头的地方。
Jesus said that foxes have holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣的生活可以说简单的不能再简单了。
And so the life of Jesus Christ could not be simpler.
当然今天不是说叫我们要回去过耶稣一样的生活。
It's not to tell us that we need to return to a life like that of Lord Jesus.
因为整个环境不一样整个世界 的这个情况已经不同了。
For we live in a different society, a different environment.
但是主耶稣的精神其实我们要去思考。
However, the spirit of the Lord, we need to think about it.
有时候我们总是认为说因为我忙那有时候我需要参加一些活动啦等等这种安排的话好像是我们生活上一个必须的。
Sometimes we feel we're so busy, therefore there are some activities we need to arrange for ourselves to attend, and we think that those are necessary.
那甚至有时候我们的生活呢，为了要表示说我们是属于这个应该算是比较属于上流社会的这一份子呢，很多活动我必须要去参加。
And then to show our own status in a society, to be in an upper class, there are some activities we think that we have to arrange ourselves to attend.
其实我看小弟我自己就有一些朋友参加了很多这些活动
and so,
很多社团。
My friends, I have many friends who have attended many of these clubs.
表示说他的身份在社会上不一样，他很忙碌。
Show that their status in the society is different, that they are quite busy.
他的人脉，他的人际关系非常的好。
And that they have wonderful relationship with all kinds of other people.
结果也是因为真的是沦为时间的奴隶，疲于奔命。
And so it is due to all these that they become a slave to time, and they give up their lives.
其实有时候我们看，像瑞士呢是。国民所得可以说最高 的一个国家。
And so Switzerland is a place where it has the highest income per capita.
但是瑞士人其实过得非常简朴。
And yet these people, they live a very simple life.
他们已经是成一个风气不会随便买自己不需要的东西。
It is already a habit there that they would not purchase anything that they do not need.
可以说富有但是不奢侈。
That is, that they are very wealthy, and yet they are not wasteful.
大部分人都不讲究这个排场。
Many people do not care about, I guess, the
就是很把自己的话呢讲究这个体面的这些活动跟这些安排。
So that they arrange for themselves their activities and the things to do.
尤其呢，他们有时候会酒会。
Sometimes they will go to these feasts or parties.
那其实呢，你会发觉说很奇怪的，有些酒会的话呢，他们是拿那个喝葡萄酒的杯子来装这个啤酒。
And sometimes, quite strangely, they go and they would use the cup that is supposed to hold wines to hold beer.
他是请客人喝啤酒。
They would let the guests drink beer.
你问他说为什么这样子
？So we ask them, why do you do this?
难道他们真的不懂这个生活的情趣吗
？Don't you not understand the enjoyments in life?
他是说不懂得宴会的规矩吗
？Don't you know about the proper attire or proper things to do in a party?
不是的。
That's not true.
他们说，因为有些人要开车。
It is because there are people who need to drive home.
啤酒那个酒精成分比较少。
That the alcohol content in a beer is a little bit lower.
另外来讲的话呢，啤酒也比较便宜。
And the other hand, beer is a little bit cheaper.
有时候一听的话，你会觉得说，真的没有看到的话，你觉得不可思议，怎么会这样子
？And sometimes we only heard about it, but we haven't seen it. We think that it is quite incomprehensible.
巴菲特被称为股神是。世界每次都是排名在第一、第二最富有的人。
Warren Buffett, he is one of the most wealthy person in this world.
但是呢，你看他的生活真的会让人很惊讶。
But if we examine his life, we will be quite surprised.
他捐了超过$300亿给慈善机构。
He offered over, I guess, three.
Over 30 million.
over 30 billion to charity.
但他是住在一个只有三个卧室的一个 house.
However, he only live in a house that is only three bedrooms.
是五十年前他刚结婚的时候买的。
That is the house that he purchased 50 years ago when he got married.
很多记者很好奇。
And so many reporters are quite curious.
问他这么有钱，你怎么还住在那个房子
？They ask him, "You're so wealthy. Why do you still live in the same house?"
他的回答很简单。
And the answer was quite simple.
他说那个房子里面有我所需要的东西。
The house has the things that I need.
表示他需要的真的不多。
That is to say, he really doesn't need a lot.
他自己开车上班。
And he would drive himself to work.
没有司机。
There is no chauffeur.
没有保镖。
There is no guards.
他去各地参加这些开会啦，或者是演讲，或是这些活动呢，他从来不坐私人的飞机。
And if you were to go to meetings or conferences, he will never take any personal jets.
很多公司，你看他公司的这个的 chairman 或是这个 CEO 呢，都会坐公司的私人飞机。
And so if we see some of the larger company, the chairman or CEO, they will have their corporate jets.
他从来不坐的。
But yet he will never ride on those.
但是他的控股公司底下是拥有全世界最大的私人飞机公司。
And yet, under his company's control, they own the largest fleet of personal jets.
他的公司，他的控股公司底下有63家子公司。
And so, under the control of his main company, there's more than 63 companies.
每年他只给那个 CEO 一封信。
And every year, he would send the CEO one letter.
告诉今年的目标。
To tell them the goal of that year.
不常跟他们开会，不常通电话。
And he would not have meetings with them or call them.
他几乎很少参加这些所谓的高层社会的活动。
And very rarely will he attend the activities in the high society.
这些社交活动实际上是很多人梦寐以求的。
And some of these social gatherings are dreams of other people.
在家里他是没有手机啊。
And at home he has no cell phone.
他也没有 PC.
He has no personal computer.
因为回到家，他不需要这些了。
Because as he go home, he does not need all these.
所以有时候我们很难想象一个这么大、这么富有，而且有这么大庞大的一个公司组织的一个大老板呢，他竟然是这样的过日子。
And so it's hard to imagine a person who has so much wealth and in control of so many different companies will live a life like this.
有些人呢，他大概只有一家两家公司，哇，这疲于奔命啊。
And some people only own one or two companies, they would pretty much give up their lives.
大小事情呢，继续民意都是自己要自己来看过才放心呢。
Whether it's a big event or a small thing, he will have to examine it before letting it go.
但是你如果看他，其实有时候想一想，他如果可以做到，为什么我们不行？
But if we look at this person, if he can do it, why can we not do it?
有时候我们是忙到真的连抽一点时间给神都没有。
Sometimes we're so busy that we have no time for God.
到底是真的那么忙吗？
Is it truly that we're so busy?
还是我们自己在时间上安排的问题？
Or it is because how we have arranged our own time?
还是我们这个生活自己把它安排的过得太复杂了？
Or is it that our life has been too complicated?
所以必须要合理的分配善用时间。
Therefore, we need to arrange our time appropriately.
我们请看以弗所书五章的十五、十六节。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16.
以弗所书的五章十五、十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
十五节说：“你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。”这里提到就是说我们。要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人啊。
And here tells us we need to walk circumspectly, not as fools.
第一件他特别提到就是要爱惜光阴。
And that is that we need to redeem the time.
那其实我们看一看，今天我们有时候真的浪费很多时间了。
And if we examine our lives today, we find that we waste so much time.
我们花钱在很多事情上面。以为那些的话对我们是非常有意义有价值的。
We spend a lot of time on things we thought are beneficial to us and that is valuable to our lives.
在台湾小弟有个朋友呢，他很喜欢运动。
In Taiwan, I have a friend who really likes to exercise.
他一个礼拜呢，以前都打两次网球，两次高尔夫球。
And so he would play at least two tennis games and all two plus on two golf games in a week.
当然他的理由就是为了健康的缘故。
And so the reason that he gave was to keep up his good health.
但这几年他很辛苦啊。
But these few years he is quite laborsome.
他的两个膝盖呢都发生问题了。
That both of his knees has problems.
去年就做了手术。
And so last year he had a surgery.
不是很成功。
It wasn't very successful.
六月下旬呢，小弟回台湾的时候，跟他请小弟吃饭。
And so in the last month as we returned, he invited me for a meal.
结果。到餐厅我先到了，后来他慢进来的话呢，他一走进来真的看了，觉得他很可怜。
And as I got there first, and then I observed when he comes, it was quite pitiful.
因为他真的是两个脚这样一跛一跛的，他人长得蛮高大的，蛮英俊的，但是整个膝盖出了问题以后的话呢，整个人都变了样子。
And so he was quite tall and quite handsome person, but as his knee got hurt, he became a different person.
在北加州呢，其实小弟有个亲戚呢，以前他有时候邀请他会来参加教会的就聚会。
And also, in Northern California, I have a relative. If we invite him, sometimes he'll come to the church to have service.
但这两年发觉哇很难呐。
But these 2 years, I discover is quite difficult.
因为呢，他一个星期要打两次网球。
Because in a week he has to play two tennis games.
又要健行。
And he also has to go hiking.
他要参加那些政党的这些社团。
And then he is also belongs to some of the political organizations and parties.
会长。
And then he became I guess the chairperson.
这些政治的活动的话一大堆。
And so he had a lot of political activities.
每个礼拜都很忙。
And every week he will be so busy.
所以现在要找他去聚会，真的他几乎是没有时间跟你。跟你一起去了。
And so to,
很可惜啊。
Look for him to come to service, he had no time. And so unfortunate.
那其实有时候小孩子呢，我们看到有些小孩子也是很忙碌不堪啊。
And sometimes we look at our own children, they're also busy.
小孩子学很多东西。
Because they are learning so many things.
有些送小孩子去补习这个数学。
And some would send their kids to study in math,
学钢琴，学小提琴。
To learn piano, or to learn violin.
有些还学绘画。
Or some to learn how to draw.
有些还去学柔道。
And some to learn how to do judo.
我看呢，有些姊妹呢，因为要陪小孩子，所以礼拜六也没办法来参加聚会。
And even some of the wives, the sisters, they had to accompany their kids, so they could not come to services on Saturday.
因为有时候很多这些呢，都是。还在礼拜六在上课的。
Because a lot of these happens on a Saturday.
我想学这些，如果说我们有多余的精力，当然我们也负担得起，学是不错的。
And I believe that if we have that extra strength and we can have that the ability to pay the expense, it is okay to do it.
但是如果说影响到我们信仰的生活的话呢，那就应该要很慎重考虑了。
However, if it influences our life of faith, we have to examine why we do it.
因为从小我们就给小孩子一个信息，就是说你可以不用聚会，因为学这些记忆的课程啦，或是补习的，比参加聚会更重要。
For we have given our children this message that if you are learning these things, it is more important than coming to service.
但是大人我没有想过。
But I don't know if we have thought about this.
当有一天末日我们面对主耶稣的时候，主耶稣会问我们的小孩说，你有没有学过小提琴？
If one day, then as the end day comes, when the Lord Jesus Christ asks our child, that have you ever learned violin?
你有没有学过柔道，学过绘画？
Have you ever learned how to do judo or how to draw?
我想主耶稣不会问这些了。
I don't believe Lord Jesus Christ will ask him that.
所以什么是最重要的，其实不是我们不知道，有时候我们根本就是把它忽视了。
And so what is important is really not that we don't know, it is that we neglect to know.
所以其实如果把我们时间做一个非常合理的分配跟安排。
So how do we arrange our time appropriately?
才有可能有些时间真的让我们可以真的做一些灵修的功夫。
Only then can we find time to do for ourselves to have time to do spiritual cultivation.
其实我们有没有浪费时间的话呢， 我们把每天的作息把它记录下来。
And if we do not want to waste time, we can write down our activities in a day.
啊，一星期以后我们再来看看到底那个使用这些时间的话呢，是不是真的那么合理，那么恰当
？And then after a week, then we can examine whether or not we spend our time wisely.
啊，所以如何过简单的生活，合理分配我们的时间。这样才不会沦为时间的奴隶。
So how do we live a simple life and arrange our time appropriately? Only then we will not become a slave to time.
啊，这样属灵要成长才可能有机会。
And only then can we grow in the spirit.
那第三点呢，我们必须在侍奉当中来学习跟长进。
And thirdly, we need to learn how to grow in serving the Lord.
啊，要学习服侍主跟服侍人，不是被服侍。
We need to learn how to serve God and serve people, but not to be served.
请看马太福音二十章的二七二十八节。
Then to Matthew chapter 12, verses 27 and 28.
马太福音的二十章。
I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 20.
二十七二十八节。
27 and 28.
所以愿为所就必做你们的仆人，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。这个经节我们常常读到。
And we often read these verses.
学习服侍主、服侍人。
We need to learn to serve God and serve men.
我相信爱神跟爱人是必须有实际的行动的。
And I believe that to love God and love men, we have to put out the real actions.
只有透过具体的行动去参与、去关心，才能够真正体验到这些爱的一个激励。
Only through actual actions to love people can we experience this experience love.
也才能够体验一个神真正丰盛的一个恩典。
And only then can we experience the abundant grace from God.
因为服侍主、服侍人或是爱神的爱人呢，是很具体的不是凭着那个我们嘴巴来讲而已。
Because to serve people and to serve God and to love people and to love God is something very practical. It's not just something we say.
而且是从心里发出来的。
And on top of that, it has to stem from within our heart.
我们去看约翰一书三章的十八节。
Turn to First John chapter 3, verse 18.
约翰一书三章的十八节。
First John chapter 3, verse 18.
这里说，小子啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。我这边讲得非常清楚，谈到这个相爱。
And here tells us clearly about love.
不是言语跟舌头上。
Not only in word or in tongue.
就像美国人常讲的所谓的 lip service.
Or we say about lip services.
就是靠言语要服侍别人。
That is in word we serve others.
那个不实际的。
That is not practical.
那是一个虚而非常表面的。
That is very superficial.
而是有实际的行动在行为，而且诚实就是从心出发的。
But indeed and in truth, that is stemming from our heart.
所以必须真的是学习去服侍主、服侍人。
So we need to learn how to serve God and serve men.
在这当中，真的我们属灵才会成长。
And within these services, only then can our spirituality grow.
因为生活当中，我们才能够真正落实。学习祷告跟这个灵修的功夫。
For only in servitude can we learn the effectiveness of prayer.
做圣工的时候，我相信很多人这个体验，你才会觉得自己的不足。
When we begin to do holy work, I will discover the insufficiency in our own selves.
当你觉得不足的时候，你当然你就要下功夫。
When we feel we are insufficient, then we will put in some effort.
你需要主力量的一个扶持。
Because we will need the help and strength from God.
你当然需要祷告。
Of course, and we need to pray.
在工作的实际当中，你真的发觉很多地方你是有缺陷的。
And in our work, we discover we have many weaknesses.
台北的松山教会呢，有一群弟兄姊妹非常热心的传福音。
And in Taipei, in Songshan Church, there's this group of people who, brothers and sisters, who love to preach.
小弟，差不多十年前刚搬回台湾的时候。看他们非常热心的传福音。
And ten some years ago, as I moved back to Taiwan, I witnessed how they are preaching.
这十年来，我看他们的热忱一直没有消减。
And so I discovered within these 10 years, their zealousy had never decreased.
唯一不同的呢是，十年前我发觉他们对圣经不是很熟。
Only difference is that 10 years ago, I discovered they are not very familiar with the Bible.
但是这几天下来的话呢，现在他们圣经可以说是滚瓜烂熟。
And by these few years, I can tell you that they are very familiar with the Bible.
有时候你看到他们跟牧道朋友在谈道的话，我自己都觉得惭愧。
And sometimes as I hear what, how they are preaching to the true seekers, I feel ashamed.
因为他们圣经熟悉的程度真的很多长子很多负责人真的不如他们。
And so their familiarity with the Bible, really, a lot of the, even the ministers, could not compare, measure up to them.
这是从服事当中所学习到的。
And so this is learned from servitude.
因为他们看到这个实际的需要。
For they have experienced their need.
圣经不熟，如果跟别人谈到。
If they are not familiar with the Bible, how can they preach to other people?
有些也是其他原来是其他教派的。
And there are people in there who belong to the other denomination.
当然他们有还有很大的一个勇气。
And of course they need to have this great courage.
我看他们现在不管在任何情况下都可以跟人来传福音。
And I believe that now, and it doesn't matter what kind of circumstances, they can preach.
等公车的时候可以跟人传福音啊。
As they're waiting for the bus to come, they can preach.
坐在这个公车上面也可以传福音。
And as they sit on the bus, they can preach.
所以在学习当中真的才能够长进。
And so only if we try to learn in servitude can we grow.
我们需要靠神的能力才能够真的把这个神的工作好。
And we need to rely on the strength of God. Only then can we do the work of God well.
我们不是依靠势力也不是依靠人的这个才能。
It is not by our own might or by the talents of people.
必须是靠神的能力。靠神的灵才能够成事。
But by the power and the spirit of God, can we do this?
当我们在这个服事当中觉得不足了，我们当然需要依靠神。
And so in our servitude, if we discover we are insufficient, we will rely on God.
所以你看到很多工人他们真的在祷告当中会呼求神。
And so many of the workers, as they pray, they will cry out to God.
你越是这样的话呢，你跟神的关系是越来越亲近。
And if we do so, the closer our relationship will be with God.
我们请看诗篇145篇的18节。
Turn to Psalm number 145, verse 18.
诗篇145篇的18节。
Psalm number 145, verse 18.
诗篇145篇18节这里说，凡求告主的，就是诚心求告他的，主便与他们相近了。我们常常求告主的话，主就跟我们相近了。
And so those who call upon the Lord in truth, the Lord will be near him.
如果说我们跟主耶稣这么亲近，你说我们的属灵真的不会成长吗
？And if we are so close to our Lord Jesus Christ, will we not grow in our spirit?
我相信我们的灵修灵性一定是不太一样的。
And so I believe if that's the case, our spirituality will be different.
所以属灵的成长必须融入我们生活当中。
Therefore, the spiritual growth has to be integrated into our life.
而不是特意的去安排或是去追求。
It is not something we pay special attention to pursue after.
所以信仰生活化，生活信仰化。
And so that is to make our faith part of life and our life part of faith.
所以必须要正确拥有的观念。
Therefore, we need to have the correct concept of possession.
有时候呢，如果没有正确拥有的观念，你发觉说，我们一直会徘徊挣扎在属灵跟属肉之间。
If we do not have this correct concept, we will be going back and forth between our physical life and spiritual life.
就是你没办法这个跑躲离开那个圈圈。
That oftentimes we will not be able to escape from that cycle.
也许我们在聚会，我们在做主的工了。
Many times we will come to services, we will be doing the work of God.
但是你会发觉说，在某些情况下，为什么人那么容易跌倒
？But why is it we discover in certain times, that people will fall?
因为拥有的观念一直没办法打破。
Because they could not break through in the concept of possession.
甚至有时候让我们会钻入那个牛角尖。
And sometimes we'll just stay within in that corner.
所以这样才不会成为钱财的奴隶。
And so then, we would not become a slave to money.
然后我们过简单的生活，一个合理安排一个时间。
And if we can live a simple life and also make appropriate arrangement of our time,
这样就不会沦为时间的奴隶。
Then we will not become a slave to time.
我们才有可能时间做灵修，或是把时间的话来跟神来亲近。
Only then can we find time to have spiritual cultivation and draw closer to God.
然后在服事主、服事人当中来学习跟长进。
And further, we need to learn how to grow in serving God and serving men.
那晚上跟大家分享这三点。
And so I to share these three things with you tonight.
我们再唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
407首。
Number 407.